This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. San Francisco has a reputation as being one of the most ethnically diverse cities in the country, but it has one of the lowest populations of African Americans. In 1990, 11% of city residents were Black. In 2001, it was 7.8%. Now it's just 6%. And by 2020, demographic trends suggest the city's Black population will be just under 4%, 3.9% to be exact. So what does it mean for a city like San Francisco to lose its Black community? And what's it like for those who remain? Today, we'll turn to art to help answer those questions. The 3.9 Collective is a group of Black artists. They take their name from that 2020 projected percentage of Black San Franciscans. We'll hear now from members of the collective about why they've banded together and what they hope to accomplish.
My name is Michael Ross. I live here in San Francisco. I'm an artist. I do mostly two-dimensional work, mostly painting and drawing on paper.
William Rote, visual artist, mixed media, sculpture, and some two-dimensional work.
Nancy Cato, cartoon illustrator.
3.9 Art Collective is a collective of African-American artists in the city of San Francisco.
It has become a collective of all disciplines.
Wood, glass, metal, cardboard, you know, you name it, whatever I find.
Collage.
Pen and ink.
Color pencil, fabric, and acrylic paint.
It formed really, it was amazing, out of a conversation.
Conversation William and I had about Black artists not being visible.
One member turned into two members turned into three members, and then we started to grow.
Often, just the nature of being a visual artist will have you isolated in some ways from others. There was questions about, are there Black artists in San Francisco?
It's been a place where you can just talk to one another about what's going on, being able to go to people who have been through it already as Black artists.
Just the idea of being able to speak with, connect with, and talk to peers.
Sadly enough, we have 25 members. We've already lost 4 members due to being pushed out of the city because of high rent prices and having their rent control taken away from them. I hope we can inspire people in general, regardless of your ethnicity, but I really hope we can inspire African Americans. What I've experienced in San Francisco is there is so much fear, and the focus is to assimilate. And people believe, particularly a lot of young Black people or brown or people of color, they believe that their only successes come from complete assimilation, which means I have to throw away what I have, my culture, my value, my worth, in order to assimilate into what I believe is a greater culture, which many times is the Caucasian culture. Us coming together as a collective really became a stand because many people would look at us like, my gosh, it's a group of Black people together in San Francisco, which became like a revolutionary thing.
Dream.